Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to this common notion found amongst people that one cannot offer sajda, a prostration, or any prayer after the Asr prayer till the sun sets. Now, this is a conclusion which has generally been drawn, and people, once they pray the Asr prayer, they think that they are prohibited to offer any other prayer, a nafil prayer, or even undertake a prostration until the sun sets. Now, this has arisen because of a certain narrative reported in Bukhari by Abu Sayyid al-Khudri from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The words of this narrative are, I'm reading the relevant words, the la salata ba'd al-asr hatta taghib ash-shams, which means that there is no prayer after asr until the sun sets. So of course, when one reads these words, obviously the conclusion which he draws is that once he offers the Asr prayer, he should not offer any other nafil prayer or do any prostration until the sun has set, because the words of this narrative say so. However, it is absolutely paramount that whenever we judge or whenever we decipher or interpret a narrative, we must gather and collate and compile all similar narratives which discuss the same subject, so as to have a complete picture of what Prophet Muhammad would probably have said. This is because at times, narrators, what they do is they suppress certain words of the Prophet which they think are obvious, or at times even they think that they are not obvious, and they at times inadvertently suppress them. So it is of paramount importance that when we interpret a narrative, we must collate and compile all the variants of that narrative, all the other narratives which are similarly reported, which have similar content, so that we can gather a complete picture. Now, if we do so in this case, we'll realize that something very different has happened. And as the case is that people have generally thought that there's no prayer after Asr, this is an erroneous conclusion in the absolute sense. And if we gather all the other narratives, we find out that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had actually said something else, and this particular narrative of Abu Sayyid Khudri has been shortened, and it actually is a shortened form of what the Prophet actually had said. Thus, we find this the complete form in the Musnad of Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and the words of this narrative, and this narrative is actually reported by Ali رضي الله عنه from the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the words are لا تصلوا بعد العصر إلا أن تصلوا والشمس مرتفعة, which means that do not pray after the Asr prayer except if the sun is high in the sky. Of course, this points to a very important fact, and that is, we know that the prohibited time for prayer or to offer a sajda or a prostration is sunset. So the sunset, at the time when the sun sets, that is the time. Of course, we also have the sunrise, but here, since we are discussing sunset, so the actual time which has been prohibited in this, which is known to be prohibited, is sunset. Now, the fact of the matter is that since in the time of the Prophet, there was always a chance that if a person after the Asr prayer, because in the absence of clocks and watches, and people would have to have a rough estimation by looking at the sky as to what the time is. So there was always a chance that after offering the Asr prayer, a person would delay some any nafil prayer that he would like to have offered, and delay it so much that it would have taken the shape of the fact that he would have offered that prayer right at the time of the sunset. So it was basically a precautionary measure, as is evident from the second narrative, that as long as the sun is there, as long as the sun is shining, as long as you, which of course means that as long as a person is in a position to estimate that the sun has not set, he can offer the prayer. So basically, because in those times there were no watches, there was no exact count of timekeeping, the Prophet, as a precautionary measure, told his people that they should not pray after Asr, because there would be a chance that they would delay a prayer after Asr, and then they would offer it right at the time of sunset, which of course is the forbidden time. So basically, it was a precaution given, keeping in view the circumstances of those times. Otherwise, we know the exact time of prohibition is the time of sunset. So today, if we are in a position to ascertain the time of sunset as we are, we can easily offer any other prayer after Asr, as long as we do not do it exactly at the time of sunset. So just before sunset, from the Asr prayer, between sunset, we can offer this any prayer, because and we must be certain that this should be the time in which the sun has not set as yet. So it needs to be understood that the fact that this absolute prohibition, which people think has been given to them, that they must not offer any namaz or prayer or even sajda after the asr prayer, it is erroneous to conclude that this is something which the Prophet said in the absolute sense. It was basically a precautionary measure given in his own times, giving due consideration to the fact that people do not have the exact track of time. They lose track of the time, and of course, this could result in their worshipping or doing sajda right at the time of sunset. Today, if we can ascertain that the sun has not set till that particular time, then a person can offer prayer. He can also offer prostration. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.